A low, heavy rumble punctured the idyllic quiet of the lonely highway outside of Deer Lake, Newfoundland. There was little other traffic, maybe because it was the middle of the day, or maybe because people knew better than to interfere with the procession of motorcycles that RCMP Sergeant Winston Windflower could see coming over the hills. He was impressed, despite himself. Nearly 200 shiny and beefy Harley-Davidson motorcycles, ridden by equally beefy but much dirtier men, with a handful of women hanging on the back for dear life. Impressive wasn't really the word. Formidable was more like it, thought Windflower, as he and his fellow police officers snapped photos and fell in behind the zigzagging parade in their cruisers and SUVs. He had dealt with biker gangs when he was stationed at the Halifax airport. Different gangs, but the same modus operandi. These guys, the Bacchus Motorcycle Club, were no different, he'd been told in the morning briefing. They were professional criminals, who liked to be called businessmen, except that their business was prostitution, illegal drugs, extortion, and severe brutality. The Bacchus crew had been in Newfoundland for their yearly run. This was as close to a family holiday as it gets for the outlaw bikers. They'd been traveling around this part of the province in a pack for the long weekend, causing as much havoc and chaos as they could. That meant taking over a few parks and camping areas and terrorizing the adjacent town or village while drinking as much liquor as possible. Of course, they chased the local women, toyed with the ones who wanted to be caught, and gladly fought any of the local men who saw fit to object. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police were concerned about these behaviors and tried to check them at every step along the way. This included meeting them when they arrived off the ferry in Port-au-Basque and handing out as many tickets as possible for even the most minor violations of the law. The bikers called this harassment, but the Mounties saw it as a deterrent. Not a very good one, but all they had. They wanted to send a message to Bacchus that they were not welcome in this province. The weekend visit by the bikers was an irritant, but what happened all of the other days of the year was what the police officers were most worried about. These yearly runs served another purpose for Bacchus. They were a way to check up or inventory their criminal empire. It was a time to weed out any weak links and to reward the most loyal people who worked for them. This year, part of the Bacchus getaway involved a patching over ceremony. This was when the big gang allowed some of its affiliates to graduate into full membership in the club. There was an elaborate and semi-secret initiation rite, which most often involved lots of drinking and one disgusting or degrading act after another. At the end, the initiates had to pledge eternal loyalty to the club above friends and family, above everything, because after this point, they would only be responsible to their new family in the Bacchus Motorcycle Club for the rest of their lives. There was only one way out of this club. That ceremony had taken place yesterday at a park in Bishop's Falls. Now the bikers were heading home, and the rest of their allies and associates were giving them an escort. So, too, were the RCMP officers. This was the last stop for Sergeant Windflower and his crew, who'd been brought in from all over the province to assist the police in central and western Newfoundland. Another team of officers would take over from here and ensure that all the outlaw bikers from out of the province actually left for the trip back to the mainland. As Windflower watched the motorcade, he felt a sigh of relief and mentally started drifting back towards his home and his life in Grandbank. He shook hands with his fellow officers and said his goodbyes. They were all feeling pretty pleased about their efforts to minimize the damage the roving bikers could have caused in the journey around their part of the world. Windflower shared their relief. It could have been a lot worse, he thought. Little did he or the other police officers realize what had happened while they were watching the main show. 2 days later, long after the Bacchus crew had left the province, they would find the bodies. A man and a woman, both bound head to foot and shot dead in the woods, near the same campground where the motorcycle gang had recently been partying.